There is this game, and it's only played in one town on the planet, and nobody really cares how many people are on each side, and nobody really counts, and it's like this.
Long ago, two communities on opposite sides of the River Henmore began playing a game of football. Over 1,000 years later, the people of Ashbourne still gather to renew the oldest sports rivalry on Earth.
Those are the opening lines of a new film titled Wild in the Streets, the story of Shrovetide football, and it's a game that's, well...
It's a simple game with 3,000 players and an entire town for a playing field.
Joining me now from NPR West is Peter Baxter. He's the director of Wild in the Streets. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you. Hello, Bill.
Before we get into the specifics of the game that's played on 2 days each year in Ashbourne in the UK, tell me a little bit about Ashbourne.
Well, Ashbourne is the beautiful market town situated right in the heart of England. In fact, it's the innermost market town in the UK, and it's nestled in this beautiful valley surrounded by sheep, rolling hills, and it's just a beautiful setting.
Shrovetide football pits those born north of the river in Ashbourne, the Upards, against those born south of the river. They're the Downards, and each side tries to move the ball by whatever means possible from the center of town to a goal, which is how far away?
The goals are 3 miles apart, and there are no lines, there are no boundaries, so, you know, wherever you are in between those 3 miles, you could be miles and miles apart, but the game continues. And, of course, a lot of the game is played in darkness, so it's very difficult to know if you're an onlooker, really, what's going on and where you are exactly.
Right, no matter what the score is, it goes to 10 p.m., correct?
Yeah, the game, Shrovetide football, begins at 2 p.m. There's no kickoff. It's a term called turned up. And off it goes in the middle of Ashbourne's marketplace, and the game ends at 10 o'clock at night. So a lot of that game is played, you know, it is played at night time, where a lot of skullduggery and all kinds of exciting things happen to get this ball to one of these two goals.
Now, in the particular match that Wild in the Streets follows, there's a lot of pushing and shoving and black eyes and bloody noses, but there are very few goals. Is that how it usually goes?
Well, it is, because the whole town plays this game. And as we've just mentioned, the whole town is the playing field, whether it's in the river, in the fields, wherever the ball is, it can, it's fair game. So, you know, with all of the people of Ashbourne taking part, you know, there's upwards of 3,000 participants. And so it's a real great challenge. There are essentially three types of players. You can be a runner. You sort of stay on the periphery, really, of where the ball is for a lot of time in what's called a hug. And that is another type of player, a hugger, where you will get into a huge scrum and try and get that ball out towards the runners. And off the runners go if you're successful at doing that. And then there may be river play, and there are river specialists who are very good in the water who are able to carry that ball down the river towards the goal, hopefully, towards your favoured site.
We should mention that the film's narrator is actor Sean Bean, perhaps best known for his portrayal of Boromir in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and I think henceforth he will be known best for narrating Wild in the Streets.
Well said, Bill. We were really fortunate to get Sean, and what we've been trying to keep an eye on throughout the making of the film is really to keep everything local, and Sean actually was born just down the road. He's a great Sheffield United supporter, as many people know. He loves his football, and so he really was attracted to this documentary, but yeah, he's got a great voice.
Let's listen to a bit more of the film, in which a Downard named Bev Oakley provides a sense of how important Shrovetide football is to her and to the people of the town.
Well, I've got to put my religion first, but after that, my family and my religion first, and after that, Shrovetide. I'm crazy, aren't I? We are crazy in Ashbourne. Crazy for this game, mad for it.
The game used to be played throughout England. It inspires such passion in Ashbourne. Why did it die out everywhere else?
This is a great question, really, because, you know, let's not forget Shrovetide football is the mother of all of our football games. And yet somehow in Ashbourne, these Shrovetiders that play this game have kept this game alive. it was considered to be quite violent in England. And during the Victorians' quest for law and order, the police and the law of the United Kingdom then stopped this game. And they moved the police in there to stop all of these mass football games played throughout the land. But somehow, some way, Ashbourne kept their game alive. And it's actually thanks to a woman.
Well,
Elizabeth Woolley.
I'm going to interrupt you for a moment because I want to listen. I want our listeners to have the opportunity to hear the narrator tell that story about what happened when the authorities tried to ban the game in 1860.
In 1860, the players gathered to start the game and were greeted by lines of police who were there to put an end to Shrovetide football once and for all. Elizabeth Woolley, diehard Shrovetider, stuffed the ball under her skirt and proceeded to walk through the mob of angry players. The police paid no attention to an old lady as she walked through the crowd. From a local shop window, she turned the ball up to the players, and once the game started, the police were powerless to stop it. It's continued ever since.
I don't care if that story is true. It's such a great story.
Well, it's true, and there's a segment in the film where we talk about, you know, how important women are to this game, and the game continues in Ashbourne because of a woman, Elizabeth Woolley, who actually did turn that ball up, and they have continued to play that game ever since.
Now, Prince Charles makes a brief appearance in Wild in the Streets, and he seems to acknowledge the positive aspects of the game. Does royal approval suggest that Shrovetide football will, in fact, endure?
Well, the Ashburnians call it Royal Shrovetide football, which I think, you know, tells us how important it is to have that sort of royal seal of approval. And indeed, you know, Prince Charles is a supporter of the game. And this game is essential to the community. It really provides Ashbourne with their community. To many of these players, it's more important than your dream house or any possessions. But to play this game, Shrovetide football, really is a meaning of their life.
Peter Baxter is the director of Wild in the Streets, now available on cable video on demand and on iTunes. He joined me from NPR West. Peter, thank you very much for speaking with me, and good luck with the film.
Thank you very much, Bill.